don't want no loving, don't want no kissing, don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame, just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats, let me walk around and waller in Mazuma, El Dinero.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it!
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, hey.
Wow. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What up?
There you go, folks. All the coasters are here.
But not all the coasters are drinking.
That's right.
What?
We're working on that.
Well, I got pre-show beer, so, you know.
So,
cheers.
Yeah, hey. We got... this is still... We're in mayhem here. This is week two of mayhem.
I got my fight shirt on.
There you go.
There's some mayhem. I have a shirt on, so that's always a good thing. For this week, for our fermentation conversation, most of us have the Green Flash Road Warrior. And that's what we're going to try here on YouTube. But we have other beers. Yes, I want to show you two.
Yeah.
See, now you know which two actually have the beer. We won't mention any names.
No.
So, we have other beers that we're going to do on the show. As some of you know by now, we do the fermentation conversation beer on YouTube. We drink more beer when we're not on YouTube.
and then
the show, the entire show comes out sometime over the weekend.
So take a listen, folks.
The other beers that we have are... Toby, what are you going to try later in the show?
I'm going to try the Knee Deep Brewing's Belgo Hoptologist Double IPA.
Oh, that's not what it says on the sheet here.
Yeah,
I'm not going to read that.
How about you, Dave? What are you going to be drinking?
It's actually not really very mayhem-y, but it looked interesting, so I grabbed it, and I haven't had it yet. It's Boulder Beer's Shake Chocolate Porter.
A dessert.
Sounded nummy, so I grabbed it.
I'm going to try a beer. It's from Burley Oak Brewing Company, which I think is the first time I've done them on the show. So it may
yeah,
be
I think
a
so.
New brewery. And that is Rude Boy is the one that I'm trying.
All right, we're going to get tagged for this one.
Yeah. Yes. Shut it off quick. We're going to get the copy written. What? I've got to be written, so don't copy me. So, that we're going to get caught for that one, too. All right, well, without further ado here, so we've taken up enough of your valuable time here, listeners and viewers, so we're going to get into the Green Flash Road Warrior.
This is a fermentation conversation, yeah.
I wish I had some good Road Warrior quotes I could throw out there, but...
yeah. Great. And I don't have the sheet up, do I?
Just have to speak in an Australian accent.
Road Warrior.
Oh, man, I had
Green Flash Brewing Company. Imperial Rye, India Pale Ale. All right, so this is from Green Flash Brewing Company. The website is www.greenflashbrew.com. This is the Road Warrior. This is an Imperial Rye India Pale Ale. What do they use here? Well, the ABV
is 9%.
Oh, you just cracked and poured it. The ABV is 9%. The IBUs are 80. This beer is brewed with Columbus hops, crystal and rye malts, and then dry hopped with Mosaic.
Oh, okay.
And it says Amarillo dry hop too.
Wait, yeah, yeah. And spice rye, spicy rye malts. Here, I'll do
isn't
what I
rye
do.
Rye spicy anyway, isn't that like saying a spicy hot sauce? What?
Our Imperial Rye is brewed in the name of the Road Warriors, the sales team who timelessly hit the streets, traveling from town to town and pub to pub, sharing the Green Flash experience. Road Warrior changes full flavor forward. Columbus and Mosaic hops, rich crystal and spicy rye malts pave the way for Mosaic and Amarillo dry hopping to boldly shine through the finish. Raise a glass to those who never settle. And it does have a place for me to drink by, but it doesn't have a date there, so...
And it's available May through August, which I'm wondering is why I haven't been able to find it, because it's too new.
It's barely May.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it'll be here soon. Maybe it's late. I don't know.
Wow.
That's why I couldn't get it.
Man, this is beautiful color, by the way. I mean, it's like this dark, dark amber, red.
Coppery going into amber, purple. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a little bit purple? Of a... Almost, man.
Bam, just, bam, 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 bam.
Copyright.
We're just copywriting everywhere.
No.
Look at that nice, foamy, fluffy. This is going right over the top of the glass.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really aromatic. I mean, you, the minute I open up, it's just hops like all over my room.
Smells like marijuana.
I mean, it's got a nice sticky sweet to it.
Big
like
hop.
I'm
getting big hoppy aromas and sweetness.
It's a lot of tropical fruit sweetness.
Yeah, it's a fruit.
A lot of pineapple, mango, but.
But a really fresh hop. Like I'm telling you, it's got that weed smell to it. It's
that sweet sticky icky.
Yeah.
What do you know what weed smells like?
What is your... Oh, I had it once when I was in Colorado recently.
A little bit of grapefruit?
Yeah.
I'm even getting grapefruity stuff.
It says, mine says taste enlightenment. What does yours say, David?
Mine says enjoy in a glass.
Enjoy in a glass.
Well, so, I'm gonna take a sip.
I'm going to try to take a sip through all this head. Cheers. I get about a Yeti finger now.
What do you guys think of the new labels from Green Flash?
I like their old ones better. I mean, these look real simple, and it makes them look like they're a new brewery versus, like, the old school.
Well, you know what they kind of look like to me is they almost look like Red Hook.
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to think, not Pyramid, but it was Red Hook. Was it Red Hook or Pyramid? Like, remember, we talked about it a while back on, I forget what show, but we're talking about the packaging being more of like an energy drink kind of thing.
Yeah. This is almost like that. I don't know, Mike, you'd probably be more familiar. You are more familiar with fonts than me, but it looks like an action film font.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like it as far as it catches your eye when it's sitting on the shelf nowadays. You know, like in the...
It actually stands out by looking different than all the rest of the beer bottles.
Because it's clean and it kind of draw. You know, your eye kind of gets drawn to it, which I'm always a fan of.
Well, because a lot of other like craft beers, you know, their labels are like, you know, there's so much activity on it. So all you see is this wall, this mosaic wall. So when you have a solid color with white lettering, I mean, it does really stand out. It was easy to find. I was like, oh, there it is right there.
Yep, absolutely.
So, but the beer, though, I mean, it's got a really, I mean, for the amount of hops that it has, it's got a really nice, sweet, malty taste to it, along with some, you know, that strong rye kind of, you know, bite to it.
Yeah, the sweetness is up front, and then that peppery rye comes in right after.
Mm-hmm.
And then I almost want to say like it's gonna dry up, but
it doesn't.
That sticky, stankiness is just hanging there on the top.
And the hops
dry up, like it's not a clean dry.
No,
it's kind of hanging out.
And the hops just kind of float on top.
Well, I mean, Green Flash, I think most of their lineup tend to be a little bit bitter. They're similar to Sierra Nevada, I guess, in that sense, where they have the bitterness that kind of hangs out for a while over, you know, some other beers. And this is no exception to that, although there's more going on in this with that spicy rye and the big kind of stinky tropical fruity hoppiness.
I think was... Green Flash out the gate, those guys were they were very not that they were out to prove something, but they were very hop forward, extreme hop forward, you know, kind of behind Stone and all that. Because I remember the first time I had ever had an Imperial IPA was from Green Flash, and I remember going, oh, this is too much hops.
Yeah.
You know, so they were kind of the Southern California or the San Diego hoppy extreme brewery.
I'll tell you, at first, I wasn't a fan. I didn't like them so much. It was over time that I, you know, started to kind of appreciate some of their other beers.
I mean, Hophead Red is one of my favorites.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Food pairings. You know what I want with this? Is a chicken, like a grilled chicken sandwich with a grilled pineapple slice, like the from what's that, Islands or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. I was at Costco today and I picked up a roasted pineapple habanero sauce. And I'd love to have chicken with this. I can't wait to use this sauce, and this would be the perfect beer to kind of
go with that.
That kind of sweet roasted pineapple, and
because the sweetness of this is kind of like those grilled fruit, like that pineapple that you throw in the grill, you know, and it's got that caramelized thing, but it's still got some quite a bit of acidity and some bite to it, you know.
Yep, agreed. It's interesting. And this is we mentioned it already, right? It's a seasonal from May to August, right?
Yeah.
But, man, get it now because this
is good.
Last week they were just getting it in, and I went back yesterday as gone. You know, it was completely gone. Not that they won't get more in, but, you know, like the first shipment of it is, like, gone out of two or three stores.
Hmm. Did yeah, when I when
the,
I
the 22s or the
yeah I got the 20.
I didn't have that option. It was a 4-pack, but I ended up getting a single bottle at the bottle shop that I
yeah went I got to. I got the 22 full flavor forward.
Actually, I'll do it on YouTube now. I'll give them a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Craft Beer Cellar in Belmont, Mass, for hooking me up with this beer and actually a handful of others. And I'll give them a shout out later in the show too. Talk a little bit more about it.
So, word up, folks.
Shout out to CBC.
Cool. Well, check out Green Flash Brew at www.greenflashbrew.com.
Damn. Untapped is 3.89 out of 1,660 ratings. And the popular locations to drink this beer are the 7th Annual Michigan... Hold on. I don't have enough room for it. The 7th Annual Michigan Cask Ale Festival.
The Cheese Grill at Whole Foods.
Of course.
Nice. In somewhere in Virginia, in I guess. Fairfax, Virginia.
Schaumburg Boomers something.
Boomer Stadium.
There you go.
All right. Was that a minor league team or something?
Places. We got Michigan, Virginia, and Illinois.
Illinois.
We don't even get to Colorado. I mean, we don't get to California until... What was that?
The fifth or
one? Sixth one. Sixth one.
And the Green Flash Brewery is like towards the bottom there. Yeah. So
there you have it, folks. It is the Green Flash. Go out and get it now because it's going fast. It is the seasonal from Green Flash Brewery, and it's called Road Warrior.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This will never be live. I mean, wait a minute. We're live right now.
Oh! Hey, everybody, what's up?
What I meant was... What I have actually meant was...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's time for me to drink some beer right now, and I'm going...
Cheek.
Shake, for all your shake, questions shake, and
mama,
queries.
Mama, shake, 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 mama. Oh, wait, copyright.
Shake that thing. Come on, baby.
Shake that thing.
What's up, everyone? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And this week for my tasting flight, I am going to be drinking Boulder Beer Shake. It's their chocolate porter. These folks are obviously out of Boulder, Colorado.
Obviously.
Let's see. I don't know nothing about it. Let's see.
I'm gonna drink this beer. I don't know who's from or nothing about it.
It's a traditional, robust American porter. Shake chocolate porter is a dark black in color with rich, sweet aromatics, flavors of dark chocolate, coffee, caramel. Unique brew blends 5 different grains, including chocolate. Wheat, as Toby would say it.
What?
Along with cocoa nibs that create a devilishly delicious chocolate finish. Cocoa nibs.
Cacao.
What the fuck say? So, 5.9 ABV and Crazy Dave approved, 39 IBUs.
Crazy Dave approved.
Boulder Beer Company has been brewing since 1979.
Dang, almost as long as I have been alive.
Like Sierra Nevada status right there, dude.
Yeah. So, like it says, it pours like a Coke. Looks like Coke.
You're pouring it like a Coke. Jeez, take it easy there, pal.
I'm not sniffing it like a Coke. Wow. On the nose, it's like, it's just, wow. You can smell the creamy milk chocolatiness of this. You know, it looks like a Coke.
Next time you're at your local ice creamery, ask for a robust chocolate shake.
Oh my gosh, man, the chocolate smell is just, it smells like chocolate milk. It really does.
You're making me yetis.
Man. I can't get over that. I mean, it's a slight little tinge of like some coffee flavor or scent, I guess, or nose. But I mean, the chocolate is just, it's like, boom, like wake up chocolate.
Yum.
So I'm just going to jump into this. I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
I got a snowball.
What do you got a snowball for?
Just in case. It's my backup mic.
Mike's ADD is kicking in. Apparently he didn't take his meds.
Well, when the Yeti fails, which it never does, except last week, it sounded like shit.
Wow, this is just a good solid chocolate.
Damn you, Yeti!
Definitely, it dries up pretty.
That's a Wookiee, not a Yeti. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Well, they're similar.
Somebody give Mike a Ritalin over here.
They're actually the same. If they weren't on different planets, they would probably be pretty close to the same.
It'd be like cousins.
I think the Yeti has more of a growl than a... Or no, he has more of a moan. The Wookiee has more of a growl. Yeah. Or maybe that's the Brontosaurus. I can't remember.
That actually sounds a lot like Brontosaurus. Maybe that's more what Nessie sounds like as opposed to what the Yeti sounds like.
It's dude, Nessie's in water. It's like
the wrong mythical creature.
I think Nessie's more like
yeah, blah 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 blah.
You guys are dumb.
No, Nessie only talks when he comes out of the water and he says, "God damn it!"
It's
freaking cold in here. Would you stop looking at me?
Why are you always trying to find me? Can't you just leave me alone? I just want to swim in my lake.
Look.
I want to swim in the lake.
It's me, Look. You get out of me, Look.
Yeah, we totally commandeered Dave's tasting flight. Nice.
Yes.
So the shake chocolate porter, it's actually, it's a nice, it's got a nice light creamy, super creamy chocolatey flavor, and it finishes up with a nice roasted coffee on the end. And then the chocolate just kind of lingers and lingers. I mean, the finish just goes on for days. This is actually pretty damn good. Wow.
It's your kind of beer, huh, Dave?
Dude, this is right up my alley, man. I wish I would have grabbed a six-pack of this instead of a 22.
Yeah, Gina was at the Great Vegas Festival of Beer that happened a couple weekends ago. And that was one of her favorites. Boulder Beer was there, and they had the shake, and she really liked it.
The Boulder Shake.
I do have a Crazy Dave instant pairing. I'm not really sure how good it's going to go, but I think it might work, so I'm going to try it.
Is it anything like the Harlem Shake? I'm going to break into dance. Or...
So I got me some coffee cake.
Ooh.
Okay.
Coffee cake.
And I got me some Shake Porter.
I don't know. I think vanilla ice cream might be better with this.
Ooh, I don't know. Coffee cake sounds pretty good. So I don't know about the brown sugar, though.
Yeah. I think, you know, like I said, I think the coffee cake probably go good with some porters and stuff or stouts. You really lose a lot of the chocolatiness of this porter with the coffee cake with the, you know, like I said, with the brown sugar and stuff.
Sugar and the cinnamon, yeah.
I then.
But so that didn't work out too good. But
hashtag pairing fail.
Hashtag instant fail. Instant fail.
Hashtag verbal hashtag.
So, but it's still, you know, still good stuff. Let me see what the untapped users say. Out of 17,000.
Out of one rating.
Out of 17,819 ratings, this rates a 3.98.
Nice.
Top three places to drink this are the Barley Mow in West Reading, Pennsylvania.
Mow.
Hopcat in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the Beer Market in Bolingbrook, Illinois.
And the Beer Advocate users rate this an 88, which is very good.
Yeah,
I got to get some of this.
Yes. All right, well, make sure you guys check them out. Again, their website is www.boulderbeer.com. And this was the shake.
Get Boulder out here. I am boulderless.
You just stuck with pebbles.
I got lots of granite.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
So, what's up? This is Toby out west. And for my tasting flight this week and this month, this week of mayhem, this month of mayhem, I went to the beer fridge and I pulled out Knee Deep Brewing's Belgo Hoptologist.
That looks like Oscar the Grouch.
He's like a Frankenstein
hop monster. Guy.
Maybe like a South Park version of Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, it does look kind of South Park. So
I think that's what they're going for.
It's been a while since I've had Knee Deep on the show. We actually did Knee Deep in our West Coast Porter Challenge last year.
Since I found you.
And I did during our Easter single hop issue. I did the Citra from Knee Deep. So here we are with the Belgo Hoptologist. They have a regular Hoptologist double IPA, so this is their Belgo version. Comes in at 9% ABV.
So is there Oscar the Grouch wearing like a little glove or something? Like
he's got little gloves on.
Nice.
And he's wearing a monk's robe and he's got a little Belgian beer glass in his hand. And he has the little friar haircut or whatever.
Little ring of hair.
This one is brewed with Citra, Columbus, and Cascade hops. It's an American Belgo style IPA. So they just have a Belgian yeast that they throw into their. I'm assuming they just throw some Belgian yeast into their regular Hoptologist double IPA, which I think I've had before. I think I have. So, cracking it. Oh, Knee Deep Brewing. Their website is kneedeepbrewing.com.
Knee Deep.
They are out of Lincoln, California. Or Auburn, California. I don't know how long they've been brewing for. Pretty recent, though. Well, probably 5 years old, maybe. Anyway, so. Let me pour this. Meow, huh?
That sounds so wet.
Oh, it's wet. So, it's slightly cloudy. Yeah, it's almost like a cider. It's not, I mean, there are some highlights peeking through. I got some yellowish highlights, but it's very orange, very cloudy. I have one human finger of head and some decent lacing going on. But yeah, and this is not a chill haze. This is
unfiltered.
You guys can see that there. Smooth.
Damn, yeah. Belgian beers.
On the nose. I got some stank, some malty stank. There's a little bit of citrus.
Malty stank.
The saison stank.
There's some citrus coming through, some pine. But it has that, oh man, it just has that like big, like double IPA, Imperial IPA, just malty stank. Sticky, icky stank.
Sticky, icky, icky.
Sounds familiar.
Some candied sugars. Make sure I get the right nostril in there.
Tilt your head more, dude. Tilt your head more.
There's something else.
Right one out.
There's some kind of a candy, like maybe an orange candy.
Speaking of orange candy.
I think this is going to be sticky, icky, icky. All right, here we go. Taking a sip. Wow.
Wow, what? What you got?
Interesting.
What? What do you got?
Well, there's some interesting earthiness. There's some pine, but there's...
Which one's this one? This is called the Hopologist.
This
Deepa?
Is the Belgo Hopologist.
Belgo.
There's some pineapple. It's weird, because I've never had any kind of a... Belgian like a Belgian pineapple? Style beer with those kind of fruits coming out. You know, usually you get the banana and the bubblegum and stuff like that, but there's really none of that. There's this pineapple and this pine, and the mouthfeel is a little sticky. The aftertaste is, yeah, it's like pineapple and earthiness. It's like this earthy pineapple. Not like a there's no bitterness, you know. It's not like a bitter pineapple. It's like a pineapple juice, of the sweet kind of pineapple juice, but not real super overly. It's just a little hints of it.
These guys, we did the once very before interesting. In that Porter tournament challenge.
Yeah, they were that Tanilla's.
Yeah, the Tanilla Porter.
Was it Tanilla Porter?
And I think they have an Imperial Tanilla also. Shout out to our one viewer.
Hey, what up? Doesn't say who it is.
Yeah, this is interesting. There's really nothing.
I don't understand. So people can actually see this right now?
I think so.
If they're on Google Plus, yeah, they can watch us live.
What's up, stalker?
We've been doing this for what, a year now, Mike? Wasn't that what we were saying?
Yeah, but I didn't know that people could watch this other segments because I didn't know that they were public.
It's a good thing you have your shirt on.
Yeah, and I got to put my pants back on now.
Oh, no, you don't have to put your pants back on. Yeah, this is really interesting because there's nothing really very Belgian about it so far. We'll see, you know, the deeper I go into this bottle, but I mean, there's some interesting flavors. Pine, earthy, pineapple, and a little bit of stickiness. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. For a food pairing, I want to go spicy Thai, something like that.
Thai.
Yeah, some sort of spicy Thai food, I think. Some thick noodles, you know?
Thick noodles.
Yeah.
Thick
noodle.
No. I want some spicy. Toby wants a spicy Thai thick noodle. There you go.
I don't want no short noodles. I want thick. Yeah, I mean, on the nose, it's just that. It's that stain.
And it probably is on a dude, too, right?
I don't know. I'm just talking. Spicy Thai with some noodles.
I don't know.
All right. Screw you guys. I'm untapping my beer. All right. The on Untapped, the Belgo Hoptologist Deepa. Comes in at a 3.87 out of 1,868 ratings. The top three popular locations: the Blind Lady Ale House in San Diego, California.
Wow, that's my old hood.
Wait a minute, I'm looking at the Hoptologist, and it says Bronco Billy's, Eureka, and Swamphead.
Says Belgo
Hoptologist. The manhole.
Oh, the Belgo Hoptologist.
The manhole.
The manhole.
Gentleman's bar.
The number two popular location is New Earth in Yuba City, California.
And
the Taco Bell in Fairfield, California.
Yuba?
So, shout out to Taco Bell in Fairfield. Thanks for supplying some Belgo Hoptologist.
Deepa.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just got out of the trunk of his car while he was having his takeout. Taco Bell.
So, there you go, folks.
I get to drink now. Well,
that
not
is
now,
the
but soon. Next.
Belgo Hoptologist Double IPA from Knee Deep Brewing out of, gosh,
Lincoln,
Auburn, California. Auburn.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Gemini Lounge logo and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
We've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
My tasting flight, and my tasting flight is from Burley Oak Brewing Company out of Berlin, Maryland.
New brewery!
This is the Good Boy. BV on this beer is a... Let's see. It is... And the IBUs are 32. Considered an American red ale. They use 8 different malts. Not sure what they use, but there's 8 different malts. And a hint of burnt sugar. And there should be a raisin.
Come on, brew boy, can you get it up?
Actually, no, they're just trying to describe the taste in here. No, I don't think there's any smoke, but they say that there's... I should get a touch of smoke in the flavor, so they don't say that they actually smoke
it.
Use liquid smoke or something.
But they say 8 different malts, but they don't list what malts they use.
Come on, Rude Boy, don't you
so
give it
a
up?
Bit of a mystery.
Give up the malts.
I have to say that it's the most re-label here. Is they actually say that this is a sessionable barley wine. Now
what?
To me, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. A sessionable barley.
I don't want to session a bunch of barley wines, man. That's just wrong.
That doesn't even make any sense to me. But anyway, it says barley wine on the label.
So I'm very curious.
It's considered a red. The website calls it a red. I'm calling it a red session.
You go, Mike. It's like that's like saying a hybrid Ferrari
or imperial mild ale. You know, like
that's like saying a hybrid Hummer.
All right, so it pours. Hey,
I'd take a hybrid Hummer. You know, put a battery like on the little, bzz, bzz, you know.
Yeah.
That, you know, you get a little Hummer, you get a little battery on the balls. That'd probably work out all right. A little 9 volt.
Okay, we now know what Dave is into.
Yeah, battery on the balls.
That's a little shock therapy.
I ain't never done that, but you know,
you can terminals to my testicles.
Now you gotta use a 12 volt for the nipples, though, man.
Yeah, don't use a car battery. Just use a.
With the big old car battery clamps. You got some pencil erasers or something, some battery terminals sticking up.
Yikes. So it is kind of amber. The head dissipated very quickly, have a very thin film that's kind of dissipating.
Jeez, that glass looks like it's huge. Like, is it like a 25 ounce glass?
Not the bulge or the
British
Boston
pint glass.
Yeah, but it just it looks like that thing will hold British like 20 something glass. Ounces.
Well, this is a 750 mil, so you know, okay. I gotta pour me some beer. So on the nose. Ooh.
Just Mike has very small hands.
Yeah, probably so it makes it look bigger in his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just make it look big.
Bigger.
Oh, you look so big in my hands.
So, I'm getting like a raisiny kind of caramel smell. Yeah, there's a little bit of a going on. Oh, there's something else,
like a milk dud.
I don't know, something like mossy scotchy.
Mossy scotchy.
Something.
Mossy scotchy, scotchy, I'll move you.
Yeah, there's like a rich kind of English malty mustiness in there.
Like an ESB?
Yeah, kind of, but richer.
Taking a sip, yeah.
But yep, getting kind of peppery. There is that smokiness in there too. It's kind of hanging out, just like a smokiness at the end of the tongue. After it finishes, I wouldn't guess this is a red ale flavor wise, but there is a lot of that caramely maltiness that you get in some of those red ales.
Would you have guessed that it was a sessionable?
But it's going. No, don't you dare. It's not a session. What happened to Toby? He froze with his hands attached to his face.
He's chilling.
He just passed out, man.
Oh, he just passed out.
He's passed out for a second there. What were we talking about?
We were talking about sessionable.
Sessionable barley wines?
No. Yeah, sessionable barley wines. It's the most. It's so. That's so. It's, you know.
But you're saying that. But you're describing. But you're describing. It's month of mayhem. It's month of mayhem. Your raisins? I mean, it sounds like barley wine to me.
It's like a scotch ale.
No.
I don't know, man. Barley wine's always got like a nasty kind of putrid raisin flavor to it.
Putrid raisin.
Yeah, this is kind of. This seems like a scotch ale. It's more scotch ale to me. Actually, really got some.
Maybe you should feed it to Nissy.
I've had this for quite some time, so this has had time to age as well. But I don't know exactly when. And the 2013 was written. By hand.
Dang.
Not printed on there.
It's by hand? You sure it's not printed? Did they just like made it like it was printed?
I'm telling you, nope. It looks like, I mean, Sharpie. Because you can see the way it bleeds. Unless they, I mean, they could have a good design department, but you can see it bleeds off into, and it's got that kind of label on it. You know, yeah. Like that brown paper bag. Man, if I'm going to pair something with this, honestly, I really want...
A goblet glass and some cheese?
Just sausage?
Well, with Mike's big hands, you know, or small hands, tiny sausage.
You want like breakfast sausage or bratwurst sausage?
You like a Italian sausage, you know, like that classic kind of Italian sausage with the onions.
And those little funny seeds that get stuck in your teeth.
Pretty damn good.
A little fennel
Italian
seed.
Sausage,
exactly.
I like it.
There you go.
What about some linguica?
Even spicy Italian sauce.
The spicy Italian sauce.
Too bad. And the fact that I'm leaning towards Italian instead of Portuguese actually hurts my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I
think
with
this particular beer,
blasphemy.
Linguica would be okay with this. I just think that
the fishermen from Point Loma are like now signing off.
Spices in the Italian sausage.
All our Point Loma listeners are signing off right now.
Combination beer.
It's a different kind of spice.
Yeah.
You want the Italian spicy.
He wants the Italian spicy.
The Portuguese is spicy.
That's
right on, dude. I'm with you.
So anyway, with me, really.
I'm with you, dude. With
the brew.
Well, we're not against
you.
You.
Yeah, we're definitely
3.6
when you freeze up.
1,068 ratings on Tapped gives us beer. And the top place to drink this beer is Burley Oak Brewing Company in Berlin. The Cellar Door Tavern in Salisbury, Maryland. I got a feeling you can only get this beer in Maryland.
Because all the top, like, 10 places are Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland.
And I believe there's a beer back from the Beer Bloggers Conference. That's this beer. It was stuck in the back of the fridge at
that was super low
temperatures. He couldn't get it out.
That was part of the huge mega haul that we pulled from the Beer Bloggers Conference last year?
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. And the other one, Cellar Door Tavern in Maryland, and OC Marlin Club in Ocean City, Maryland. And the Beer Advocate users, just in case you guys were wondering, it's an 84, which is good.
Dave is so anti Beer Advocate.
I know. Wait till he's going to meet him. He's going to meet him someday. And then he's going to have to eat crow, as they say. We've said it before, I'll say it again. If it wasn't for a website like Beer Advocate, we don't know if the Beer Coasters podcast would exist.
Well, maybe the Beer Coasters podcast exists just because we don't want a bunch of pompous assholes out there promoting craft beer.
DC Photo G says, my mom just told my dog that beer is people water. Happy Friday!
Tweet of the week, yeah! Alright, everybody, last call!
That's right, folks, it's last call. This is where we do our pint ratings. First up.
Crazy Dave.
Taking it back here to Rose.
Crazy Dave. He's got Dr. Teeth on the brain.
Put a wet now.
Whoa. Going back to the Road Warrior. This actually is pretty damn good. You know, it's got.
Dare it with anything, or did you fail it with a coffee cake and that was
No. I paired
this. Did you pair
it
with something else?
No, I paired this with the grilled chicken with the grilled pineapple and stuff.
Yeah, like, the Islands burger.
Yeah, the Islands chicken burger thingy. Oh,
that's right, because you gave me an idea for my food pairing.
Yeah. I really love the sweetness of this balanced with the spicy, peppery dryness of the rye, along with the hops that just float with this beer. I think it's just really, really well executed. You know, I mean, it is hoppy. I mean, it's got, you know, it's got quite a bit of, you know, bitterness to it, but I think it's they did a really good job of balancing three different flavors here. So I'm gonna give this a 4. I thought it was really good. I thought it was excellent. So yeah, good job.
Nice.
For the Shake Chocolate Porter from the Boulder Beer Company. I mean, damn, this is pushing my top. This is shaking the top 5 of my beer world here.
Wow.
It really is. Yeah. No. This was pretty phenomenal stuff. It's a good classic porter. It's got great chocolate flavors. Once it warmed up and I've had it sitting here for 20-30 minutes or so, you know, it's still got a great body. It's still got some chocolate flavors, and the coffee roastiness is coming out nice. You know, it's like waking up to the girl the next day and she still looks awesome. You know, that's what this is. So, you know, there's no question about it. This is coming in at a 5.
Nice.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You too, me.
Well, I didn't get the Green Flash Road Warrior, but I will be looking for it. When I see it, I will get it because it sounds awesome. Yeah. Knee Deep's Belgo Hoptologist Deepa. I think it's very interesting. There wasn't a whole lot of Belgianiness in there, so I don't know if it was a clash of the hops with the yeast kind of thing or what was going on, but the Belgianiness.
He's looking for it.
Yeah, there's it's no kind of hard to find.
Clash of the rhizomes.
So I think I'm gonna go with a 3 because it's a good beer. It's actually pretty tasty. I mean, there's a little bit of that kind of homebrewy, you know, dirty raw, you know, unfiltered kind of feel about it, which I can dig and appreciate. But as far as the whole, I don't know. I was thrown off because Belgo Hoptologist Double IPA. Belgian double IPA, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to get some big, you know, cloviness, some big bubblegum, some big, you know, hoppiness and whatever, but kind of failed on that part, but if you look past that, I mean, it's actually not too bad of a beer, so that's why I'm going with 3.
Damn.
So, I mean, I don't know, I'd say check it out, but if you're looking for a Belgian double IPA, you're not really gonna find it in this, but you're not gonna get a bad beer, is what I'm saying. So.
That's a long ass run on sentence.
Sorry. There you go.
Mikey.
People know grandma's not our forte on this show. But.
Y'all are correct.
For the Road Warrior, for me, I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised. Dig is right about it. It is hoppy. You have to like IPAs and be used to this kind of big, hoppy, bitter, forward beer. But if you are, I think you can appreciate what else it has to offer. The tropical fruitiness of the hop and nice, fresh hop. Just a fresh hoppiness to it that was really nice, and I actually wasn't expecting from this beer. It had that sweetness in there too that I wasn't expecting. So, more as well. But
yeah.
I think they did a pretty damn good job. Better than I think the regular lineup for sure. For my other beer, the Oak Rude Boy. Man, what an interesting. If so, you handed this to someone, to try to pick out a style is really tough. The flavors are great. It has kind of a. It's getting into some of the darker fruits, some caramel and some raisins. There is a hint of smoke now that it warms up kind of at the end. You kind of feel like you have maybe a little bit of smokiness on the It's a really good kind of flavorful. It's a beer that you kind of want to sip at the end of the night, or you could share with other people to kind of experience this one instead of, you know, just alone at home, like me right now. But I'm never drinking alone.
You're on the Beer Coasters podcast. Coasters. You're never drinking alone, buddy.
That's right. I think they really, really want to try more from this brewery. I like them. That I'm not really rating to what I think, you know, I'd rate it like as a judge or to style or anything. I'm giving it a 4.5 because I really, these are the kinds of things that I like. If I'm going to pick out flavor profiles of a beer that I want to drink, those are in here. That freaking nice, sweet English maltiness. Some of the caramel aspects, some smokiness. There's even a little tiny bit of getting that roasted something in there, something toasted. Yeah, that's why I'm giving it what I'm giving it. There you have it.
Cool.
Those are my ratings.
Yeah.
We got some shout-outs this week.
I want to give a shout-out to Bubba Crush.
What?
Yeah, I just found out recently that my little brother is a hardcore listener. He's been listening to the show for years.
He don't even drink!
And he doesn't even drink.
What?
But he listens to our show every week. He loves listening to us. He was at Beerbecue this year, and he was sporting a Beer Coasters t-shirt that he bought off of Cafe Press. So, you know, hint, hint, cafepress.com, Beer Coasters Podcast. I've been meaning to give him a shout-out for the last couple of weeks, and I finally remembered this week. So, big shout-out to Papa Crush, Bubba Crush,
E-Dog,
my little brother. So, thank you so much for listening over the years, and...
Toby's gonna make us proud.
Awesome.
Cool. In a moment.
Cheers.
It's just cool because he doesn't even drink beer.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink, and he's listening to our show, and he gets entertainment out of it. And he bought a t-shirt.
Nice.
That's just awesome.
Thanks for listening, E-Dog Crush It.
Yeah.
So I want to Tara at Green Flash Brewing Company. She followed me this week, and I told her it was a good week to follow because we're doing the Rogue Warrior. Favorite of the week, so big shout out to Tara at Green Flash. Also, I want to give a shout out to Beer Minded People, and that's actually a Twitter handle, not just in general. You know, shout out to Beer Minded.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Did I think that anybody's listening is your Beer Minded, except for Toby's brother, but he likes our show, even though he's not Beer Minded. Shout out to In a Pub and Jose San Diego, Craig Coaston, a big shout out to Belmont, Lee, and all those guys, the whole crew, CBC and Belmont. These guys love beer, just like we do, and they got a great store, great selection, and the help there is just top notch. So
are they, is it a New England chain? Is it a Massachusetts chain? What's going on here?
It's a Massachusetts chain, craft beer cellar, Massachusetts, I believe.
Oh, we just lost our one viewer.
We lost him?
We had one viewer, but then they just bailed.
It looks like they have like 8 stores, but they have more stores planning right now, and in other states as well. So
I'll also give a shout out to a
quick shout out to Brew Witch. And Authority, and also Andrew Fetterspiel.
Quick shout out to Craft Beer Magazine, the e-zine. It's on iTunes. If you go to beercoasterspodcast.com, you can click on the Craft Beer logo there, and it'll take you to the iTunes subscription page. If you have an iOS device, check it out. It's a really cool little magazine, you know, e-zine, whatever, and we're featured in there, so it's very cool. So check it out.
It's very cool because we're featured in it.
Yeah. Now it's cool. Now that we're featured in it, it's cool.
Now it's even more cool.
Really cool. Yeah.
It's cooler.
That's cool. Yeah.
I don't want to get my German wrong because I know that we get criticized on our German. So,
yeah.
This about wraps it up for this week's edition of the Beer Coasters Podcast. Check us out. Our website, www.beercoasterspodcast. YouTube. Check us out. YouTube.com/beercoasterspodcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Drunk dial us at somebody. Give me the number. Quick.
339-225-9274.
That number again?
339-backwash without the C. What else, Mike?
All right, folks.
Seriously, Mike needs a Ritalin.
Yeah. Mike needs a chill.
Yes. Cheers. And remember, cheers. This is your show. We're just drinking it.
Cheers!
Man.
Oh, next week is our season finale.
What? Oh, my God, already?
What?
Yes.
Folks.
Next week is our last
season Coasters Podcast.
So does that mean we're like going to continue mayhem through the new season?
That means 5 complete years.
We think so, yeah.
Wow. Doing this show.
I think maybe we might even take a kind of recoup from all of this mayhem.
We should. We should take a whole month off.
You know what? Let's just drop the microphone and just get out of here, man.
Yeah, start up again. Just drop the mic.
All right. That's it. We're done. We're out.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Peace. Have a good one.
I have no idea what we're going to do. Maybe we'll do fireworks indoors.
Yes!
Pinatas.
Hookers. And
we're gonna string a firecracker up Toby's ass and see what happens.
Cockfights.
Yeah. I'm down. Goat races. Whatever.
Don't forget your goat leggings. Pagan rituals.
Lightsaber fights.
Man, you guys are really taking it gay this week.
Taking it gay.
Yep.
I see a t-shirt.
Thank you for listening to Beer Coasters Podcast. Taking it gay.
Has more of a growl. Yeah. Or maybe that's the Brontosaurus.
That actually sounds a lot like Brontosaurus. Maybe that's more what Nessie sounds like as opposed to what the Yeti sounds like.
Yeah, we totally commandeered Dave's tasting plate. Nice!
Yes. Get out of me, Locke! I'm just trying to swim!
Just let me swim in peace! For Christ's sake!
You know, you get a little Hummer, you get a little battery on the balls. That'd probably work out alright. Man, you guys are really taking it gay this week.